With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Ukrainian President Zelensky plans to meet with President Trump this weekend to discuss a peace plan that would end the Russia-Ukraine war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Zelensky says he'll travel to Florida for talks with the president on Sunday. The Ukrainian leader told reporters the two will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine and said the 20-point peace plan that's been under discussion is about 90% ready. The announced meeting suggests that negotiators have made significant progress. Last month, Donald Trump said he would meet with Zelensky only when the deal to the war is final or in its final stages. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has ordered attacks on Islamic State terrorist members who have attacked Christians in Nigeria. Reverend Emmanuel Udo says he welcomes the U.S. strikes on an ISIS group in Nigeria.
We have been running helter-skelter because of insecurity. If other countries are coming with the help of creating stability or peace in Nigeria, why shouldn't we be support? I'm in support of that.
Although officials did not say which group was targeted, security analysts said the target is most likely the Lakurawa group, an ISIS-affiliated jihadi group that became more active and lethal in Sokoto and other northwestern states in the last year. Powerful winter storms brought the wettest Christmas season to Southern California this week. Relentless winds and rains also triggered widespread debris flows and left homes halfway filled with mud. Rains were expected to ease Friday afternoon, but there's still a risk of flash flooding near Los Angeles. On Wall Street, the Dow and NASDAQ were down 20 points. The S&P declined, too. This is SRN News. A new poll asked churchgoers about the Bible and social issues.
The survey was commissioned by the Family Research Council, and it reveals that just 47% of Americans who attend worship services regularly believe that the scriptures are clear and unambiguous about the morality of homosexuality. And that's down from 63% who thought that just 2 years ago. And the poll also finds just 40% of churchgoers think the Bible is clear on transgenderism. 51% feel the same about abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
What do you believe about the afterlife? A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has delivered some unexpected results. Only 52% of people who describe themselves as Christians say they expect to spend eternity in the presence of God. Another 12% believe they will experience eternal peace without the presence of any divine being. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Modern technology is breathing new life into America's long-dormant graphite mines.
Graphite is crucial for lithium-ion batteries, and demand is surging. Under President Trump, the U.S. is looking to challenge China's dominance in the marketplace. Several companies, including Titan Mining Corporation of New York, have plans to mine graphite. Titan aims for commercial sales by 2028. The U.S. government has fast-tracked permits and offered financial support to boost domestic graphite production. Rich Thomason reporting.
Stocks edge lower in light trading on Wall Street as investors return from the Christmas holiday. The Dow and the NASDAQ both off by 20 points. The S&P 500 lost two. The S&P 500 has climbed nearly 18% this year, driven by deregulatory policies. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.